What if you screwed up a lot, made judgment calls that didn't work, relied confidently on past experience, only to find out that there were different variables at play this time? What if your people messed up a lot, like missed their goal, say, 70% of the time? So consider this. Last year, only 23 out of 144 players in Major League Baseball got hits in more than 30% of their at-bats. And the most successful wasn't much better. Just under 34% of the time, he got a hit. Can you imagine stepping up to the plate, as we say in our life and business jargon now, and failing 70% of the time? In a marvelous documentary called Inning by Inning that's showing on ESPN, Augie Garrido, the winningest coach in NCAA baseball history, says, quote, "Baseball screws everybody. It takes no sides. It's a game of failure." In his book, Life is Yours to Win, he writes, "As a game of failure, baseball is a fickle mistress. I tell our players that often. But it's true. Someone fails on every play. Sometimes several people fail. The pitcher fails to get a strike. The batter swings and misses. The base runner is thrown out. The fielder makes an error. The coach gives the wrong signs. It sometimes pains me to admit that my favorite sport is so cruel." Garrido is a coach, and as you can see, a philosopher. Big lessons don't escape him when he talks about baseball to his Division I college athletes. For only about 1% of them, he says, will be able to support themselves playing baseball. He says failure is a teacher. You learn to win by losing. And his specific instruction to his players seems so worth sharing. He says, "If you let the negative things overwhelm you and overpower you, you will be effing miserable. That's all there is to it. If it bothers you for a while, if you got to think it through, nothing wrong with that. You got to work some things out in your own head, nothing wrong with that. But when you show up tomorrow, it's a new day, and you need to see the opportunity. How much better we would be if we could practice the discipline these players must develop to let it go, not fear failure, but step into the batter's box again and again. If you're like me, you're still holding on to some failures, some big, others quite trivial. What if you let a couple go this week? Practice letting them go. Even if you only succeed 30% of the time in that task, you'd be better off leading with your best self." A little note here, Garrido is no saint. Remarkably, he allowed the cameras tremendous access to him, and one of his tirades is easily found on the internet, often without the context, which makes sense of it. But after dropping about 20 F-bombs on his players, seemingly spent from his tirade, he slows for a second and says, "I have totally failed you guys." He begins lashing out again, not at particular players or plays, but at, quote, "our failure," end quote, to play the way we can. And then before he walks out, he says, "I'm sorry. I apologize. I have totally let you down." That's a quote. It's a remarkably live and raw example of a person who is driven to succeed, feels the total anguish of disappointment, appears to project that anger, and he would say fear, that he's not that great a coach, onto his players. But in the end, he owns it. You could write a psychology book for leaders on this one scene. If you're interested in it, search for it on YouTube. It's not something you want to listen to at work or with little children around, or if you're offended by vulgar language. But try to find the one that begins with another coach talking about his play. You can find the URL in the text version at the bottom.